Because you are here tonight. For this is a promise that you have made to us, where two or three are gathered together in your name. You said you will be in the midst of them. And we know you do not play with your words, O Father. You mean what you say, and you say what you mean, Lord. Pray, dear Father, that you inhabit our praise tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. The thanksgiving and the worship, O God, that we have given to you, Lord. We pray that they be acceptable before thee in the name of Jesus Christ. There be anything that Satan the devil, O God, who is your enemy and our enemy, we want to put between us and you, Lord. We pray that your blood will undertake for us in the name of Jesus Christ. May it stand between us and every enemy, Lord. Help us tonight, Father. Thank you for the song leader. Thank you, O God, for the users of instrument, O God. Thank you for the worshipers, everyone that has sung to bless your worthy name. We pray that you bless each and every one of us. Meet us at the points of our need, Lord. You know what has brought us to church tonight, Father. May we not go back the same way we come, O God. May we go better. May we go blessed. May we go happy, O God. When the hour of prayer will come, Father, inspire us to pray, Lord. Pray for saints that might be on their way, Lord. We pray that you hasten their footstep, O God. Those that will not be here physically, but are connected, Lord. The same blessing you give to us here, may you release to them, O God. At the end of the service, may all glory and adoration be thine, and may the blessings be ours. Thank you, Father. In Jesus Christ's name, we are prayed. Amen. The Lord bless you. Welcome to this midweek service in the name of Jesus Christ. Let's turn our Bibles to the book of Judges. Judges chapter 6. We start reading from verse 7. Judges chapter 6 and verse 7. Alright. Said, and it came to pass when the children of Israel cried unto the Lord because of the Midianites, that the Lord sent a prophet unto the children of Israel, which said unto them, Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, I brought you up from Egypt, and brought you forth out of the house of bondage. And I delivered you out of the hand of the Egyptians, and out of the hand of all that oppressed you, and drove them out from before you, and gave you their land. And I said unto you, I am the Lord your God. Fear not the gods of the Amorites, in whose land ye dwell. But ye have not obeyed my voice. And there came an angel of the Lord, and sat under an oak which was in Ophrah, that pertained to Joash the Abishrite, and his son Gideon threshed wheat by the winepress to hide it from the Midianites. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him, and said unto him, The Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. And Gideon said unto him, O my Lord, if the Lord be with us, why then is all this befallen us? And where be all his miracles which our fathers told us of, saying, Did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt? But now the Lord hath forsaken us and delivered us into the hands of the Midianites. And the Lord looked upon him and said, Go in this thy might, and thou shalt save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have not I sent thee? May the Lord bless the reading and hearing of that portion of his word in our hearts tonight. You can please be seated. God bless you. And once again, we are welcome to service We thank God for another opportunity He has given unto us to come to church. And it has fallen my lot. Just pray that one or two words we bless our soul tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. Just for a text tonight, I titled the sermon, Thou Mighty Man of Valor. Amen. Just as the prophet was talking about Gideon here, Rebbe said that might be the condition of many of us. But I want us to consider verse 12. If our brother can help us project it here. Look at that verse 12 to verse 14. It said, and the angel of the Lord appeared unto him. One, that was the favor that he received from God. Said unto him, the Lord is with thee. Do we have such promise? He said, I will be with you, even in you, to what? To the end of the world. But many times we forget that, including me. When we get into trouble, we just forget that promise, that I will be with you. In the midst of your circumstance, in the midst of whatever situation you find yourself, just be consoled by this scripture and the promises of God that He will always be with you. Just like I was saying a few times ago, a brother asked me, Brother Joseph, do you experience pressure? Every one of us, we are human beings. We experience pressure in our own various ways. But the Lord is faithful. Do you believe that? God is faithful. He will never fail His own. Do you believe the scripture that said, have you seen a righteous man forsake? Or is seed begged for bread? If you believe that, it would be positive to you. Amen. As the prophet said, Brother Bam said, the issue of the faith is with us many times. And may God help us. He said, now he told Gideon, he said, the Lord is with you, thou mighty man of valor. And that's where we want to dwell tonight. You are a mighty man of valor. You are a mighty woman of valor. Verse 13. It says, thou mighty man of valor. And Gideon would have looked at himself. Me? Mighty man of valor? Me that I'm hiding my crop from the enemy. Is it this me? I'm hiding it so that they won't take it. And Gideon said unto him, if you call me a mighty man of valor, I believe it. He said, oh, my Lord. And the prophet said, I want you to consider that so that you recognize the kind of angel that met Gideon. Rebbe said it was the type that met Abraham. Amen. That was God himself. Amen. Now he said, oh, my Lord, if the Lord be with us, why then is all this befalling us? Why are the Midianites always coming after us and they are wasting us? Our crops, everything, go. We're impoverished. Nothing to show. And you say God is with us? Maybe that is a question in somebody's mind tonight. You say God answered prayer. Do you know how many years I've been praying to God? He didn't give me an answer. Sometimes His answer is no. That is the answer that He has given you. You say He didn't give you an answer. He gave you no. Accept the no. Yeah, it's an answer. But many times it's not palatable. But be consoled that God is with you. He can never leave you. He can never forsake you. Because He said, I, the Lord, I know the thoughts that I have concerning you. Thought of peace, thought of good, not of evil, to give you what? And expected it. Do you believe that? Oh, sure. God knows what you don't know. Amen. Now, Rebbe said Gideon was a scriptural man. Then he asked, why is all this thing befalling us? And where be all the miracles that our fathers told us? Our fathers said they left the land of Egypt. And when they got before Red Sea just opened. God performed a miracle. And where is that God? Let Him do something about this case that we are facing now. Amen. Saying, did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt? But now the Lord has forsaken us. He can't forsake you, brother. And He has delivered us into the hand of the Midianites. And the Lord looked upon him and said, this strength, this energy you are having, this strength, this energy that you are having, go in that mass. Amen. Greater is he that is in you than every devil you will face. You don't know, Proverbs say, the reason is that we don't know what we carry. If only we know what we carry, what is in us? Oh my. May God help us. We'll be an invisible army. We'll face every devil. When Satan sees you, he will slap break. Is it that trouble will not come? Trouble will come. But one thing is we should be grateful to God that we survive every trouble, we survive everything that comes to us. God is with us. Do you believe that? Sickness upon sickness, you get out of it. God is with you. Be like Gideon. Begin to, when you ask yourself some of those questions, if God is with me, will thy fault kill me? If God is with me, will cancer kill me? Amen. How many of us read that tribute of the testimony from Sister Dinsey, our mama that's gone away with the Lord? That's the testimony of the believer. Did you believe? Do you believe that He's our God? I mean, God is the God that healeth all diseases. Proverbs said that was what he was trying to get me to, that if you can get the people to believe, not even cancer. Cancer is the one people fear most. But if you believe, not even cancer can stand before you. Do you believe that? Then, if it is cancer, then is it normal? I just call it normal. But if you don't have faith, normal headache can cook your brain and you will die. Just as Baba prayed in prayer. Thank God, headache do not finish us. Thank God we are not in the insane institution. So, you see, it is your faith, it is my faith. Whatever is befalling you, stand in front of that thing and say, oh God, you do not promise me this. This is not what you promised me. But Bible said, until you get desperate, nothing will happen. You get desperate with God and say, God, if you are with me, why is all this befalling me? If you promise me that the righteous will not forsake, neither is it begged for bread, why am I in this condition, Lord? Ask. I tell you, God answers. He proved himself. I said, you don't believe God. May God help us. So many testimonies to share, but we're in service just to encourage us so that we go to prayer. You believe that God is just as, you know, we preach, God is interested in your little need. Amen. He's interested if he can clothe the birds that fly. Just imagine that. Sometimes just have a childlike faith. Amen. Proverbs said that's what God is looking for from us. Consider the lily. The Bible says, how they talk, how they speak. Who feed the bird in the air? Then is it you that God will not take care of? The fish in the sea, how do they get their food? The hand that is going, how does the hand get its food? God is responsible for those insignificant objects or animals or whatever you can call them. How much more you, the apple of his hand? He will not leave you. He will not forsake you. Amen. Amen. Go in this thy mind. He said, and thou shalt save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. He said, have not I sent you? Oh, sure. God has sent us. We are here for a purpose. We are not just here by chance. Do you believe that? Somebody brought you here. Somebody brought me here. And is responsible for everything that we have to go through in life. It's responsible for my finance. It's responsible for my eating. Every cloth I will put on is responsible. You have to take God like that. Everything that I have need of is responsible. What is it that you have that God has not given you? It's responsible. The house that you are trusting God to build is responsible for it. The visa that faith he know about it. Can you say amen? Yeah! That disappointment that faced you, he knew about it. His thoughts were good. He knew about it. So don't ask God foolish questions. Don't tell God, why is this thing happening to me? Am I the only one? Just like I used to say, why me, Lord? That's the song that some of us sing. Don't sing that song. When you are in those kind of conditions, you say, why me, Lord? Whatever I ever done, go and check yourself. If we go ask God funny question to deserve what is befalling me. Everybody face it. You are not the only one. It's just that our trials differ, our tests differ in various measure. Amen. The only thing is that you take God at his word. I say, God. Proverbs said, from the message, if God be with us, where is all the miracles? Preach 61, 12, 31. I'll read paragraph 32 before we go to pray. Proverbs said, now you watch. The devil can't set a foot on you to hurt you. Do you believe that? Until first you get away from God. And that is it. You must first remember that. Check. When anything happens, see if you are in the faith or not. See that if you are right up to a place with God, then remember the devil can do you no harm. Because why? You are in Christ. Let them call 1 million of banji. They can do you no harm. As long as God is with you. Do you believe that? That's the consolation that we have. That's the consolation of the believer. Until God is true with you, no devil can take your life. You have to get to that point and take God at his word. Satan, I cannot die. But I will live to declare the goodness of God. My life is for sign and for wonder. If God is not true with me, you are just joking. This malaria, this typhoid, this cancer, whatever, it will go, I will go. Tell the devil like that. Brother said that is how they take it. Now, in this place here, we had, you see, Brother said a few years before this, they've had prophetess, you know, prophet and prophetess, Deborah and Barak and the rest of them. And that a professor and told them what to do, and it was just exactly right. Barak, the great warrior, how they made a song of the triumph over the enemy. But as soon as they got out of the twist, right straight back into the rot, they went again. If that isn't the picture of the church today, and that's the truth, just as soon as he gets out of one twist into another one, it goes. But time had come for what? Action. And that is the same now. The time has come for what? Action. The time had come when playing church had come to a halt with God. There is no more playing church. We must get down to what? Business. And I trust that the same God will place this upon the heart of the people tonight. That it is time for a halt of what? Playing church. Play religion. Play righteousness. Now it is time for what? Action. Just permit me to pass a few comments here. It is not the time to check what the next fellow is doing. It's an individual affair. The next man might not understand you. And for me, he doesn't need to understand me. I know who I am. If he say you are an hypocrite, thank you. Lord be with you as you call me an hypocrite. But I know who I am. I'm not an hypocrite. I am a son of God. You say you are a son of God and you are suffering like this. Don't just worry, brother. He says you are a son of God and you have not gotten your baby. And that thing is making you to cry. Don't cry, sister. Only believe all things are possible. He said, you are a son of God, you are serving God, you are praying, you have been trusting God for your job, and you are still sitting down here. Only believe, know who you are. That is the main thing. Know you who you are. Satan cannot play with you. He cannot throw trantons on you, as the prophet said. Not carry you here, bring you here. It is the man that doesn't know who he is. Satan will carry him here. And before you know, you lose faith in God. You are nowhere. He gets you. May God have mercy. Now from the message, have not I sent thee? Preach 62:01-24 because of the time, so that we'll go to pray. And paragraph 67. Now, there the prophet was talking about Gideon. Let me just get that quickly. 62:01-24. Okay. Now, but we find out that these things happen. The time had come in this case for what? Action. Because why? The Midianites are coming like locusts across the country. And the Israelites had to dig caves, see that? In the mountains to what? To hide. And that was the condition that the angel of the Lord found Gideon. He was trying to hide his crop. And get back in there and they hide little food to leave. Just getting back, way back. Get away from them because that, why? They was coming in and they just swam on them, you know? And they bring their sheep, their little cattle, their oxen, and eat up everything that the Israelites have planted. All their crops and things like that. And just drive them on back. So they was going to get rid of them and eat up what they had. And they wouldn't kill them, you see. Let them come back the next year and make a crop. And about the time the crop got ripe, and you know, yeah, they come in again just at the time of harvest and take everything, take them out. And so we find out there was a mighty man of valor who really didn't claim to be. Amen. Gideon didn't call himself that. It was God that called him that. But he was threshing his wheat down by the wine press, trying to get a little together to take care of his family for that year. His name was Gideon. Later, he became a judge in Israel. Now we find out, before God sends deliverance to his people, now I want you to catch this. For what is to follow afterward, before God sends deliverance to his people, he always sends a prophet to notify them. He always sends his prophet because most of the time, the people won't read. They won't study his word. They just simply join the church and let it go at that. And they don't sit down and read. We have just had convention. It's a wonderful revival. Hey, before you know, every preaching that happened there, the man that is not spiritual will forget. Every promise that God gave you at that convention, if you are not careful, you lose it. Just as we preach authority on the word, you lose it. And Satan will just mess you up. But just as we were admonished, keep on holding to that word. Cleave to that word of God. Not only the one that you have had in the convention, several sermons that you have had. Read your Bible, pray every day. As the prophet said, a little twist, we pray to God, God, let me, if I can come out of this, I will serve you. God, you will come out. But when you come out, just watch that man. He will not pray again. He will not read his Bible again. But let a man be in trouble, he will remember God. But I said, that's our condition. But may God help us. Now, the Holy Spirit, he feeds on what? The word of God. Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And so, when you get saved, the best thing to do is to do what? Sit down. Amen. Sit down with what? Your Bible. Especially you that is trusting God for Holy Ghost. Not to go and be saying, I'm waiting for some cold feeling to come upon me. Probably said that was not what the apostles did on the day of Pentecost. Perhaps say, if Peter or the rest of them would have said, today is the ninth day, I feel somehow, should I go out? He said, no, they would have missed it. You have to wait. Amen. May God help us. Constantly sit down with your Bible. Constantly what? Read. That builds you up. You see? You see what God did. Amen. It is not like reading some novel. You are reading so you can hang your soul. I love this message. You see what reading the Bible does to us? If you cannot read it, play the tapes. Or let the Bible play itself to you. Just be fortified. Be like Joshua. As he said, let this book of the law, let it not depart from your mouth. Put it at your front legs. In fact, you can write it at your doorpost. If that will help you, by the side of your bed, I am the Lord thy God that healeth all thy diseases. Every scripture, as the Ashley Pastor used to tell us, that's the way he combat the devil. Every scripture of healing, write it down. As you wake up in the morning, may you let it be the first thing you see. When you are going to bed, you are seeing it. You are trusting God for Holy Ghost. All the quote on Holy Ghost, write it out. Every day, meditate. Come, read the God you promised it. This is for me. Only Ghost baptism is for me. If it's not for me, it is for who? Healing is for me. Healing is children's bread. You believe that? Because the Bible said, this sign shall follow them that what? Preach. This sign shall follow them that what? Believe. In my name, they will do what? They cast out devil. Papa said, "Lee's children's bread." But many times, because we forget who we are, we forget what we are holding, we forget that this is the greatest force that God has given to mankind. This thing will defeat Satan any place, any time, under any circumstance. It is this word of God. As small, as callable as you see, and so, it's very powerful. Satan cannot come near it. If he is, but many times we that have it, we don't know the authority that is in it. May God help us. But Bible says, you see, hang your soul on every word. You see, you are reading so you can hang your soul on every punctuation in it. That's right. Because it is the word of God. You see, every time God says anything, you know how I punctuate it. Now, this is a prophet talking to us. He said, I punctuate it with what? A amen. I am the Lord thy God that healeth all disease. Many times a preacher preach, and it's not that we're expecting the people to say amen. It is because that is the response that we you should say. Let me not say we feel you should. That is what you should. If you believe that word that is going out, you will say amen. Whether it is against you or it is for you, as long as it's the word of God, you say amen. Except if that word is not for you. If you are even a sinner, and the word of God address you and say you are a sinner, but it gave you a way out, you say, amen. This is me, Lord. Amen. May God help us. Look at that woman coming before we go to prayer. That was coming to meet the Lord. And Jesus said, I cannot take the children's bread and give it to dogs. He said, truth. I agree with you. You are correct. He said, but do you remember when the children eat, many times as they eat, they throw crumbs. He said, that crumbs, the dog can come and eat it. That is the one I'm looking for. I'm not asking for the food. I know I'm not entitled to the food, the full course, but that crumbs. Now, we that have the full course menu, we don't even eat it enough. Can you see our condition? The food, now we get that, but we don't eat it. Baba said, read that Bible. Hang your soul on it day and night. It will do you well. It will drive the devil. The devil will go out. Christ will come in. That sickness will go out. Christ will come in. That poverty will go out. Christ will come in. Invite God. Pray. Don't just pray for 2 seconds. Like I tell some people, you organize prayer. That's why some of those things, it's okay, nothing against it. And don't misunderstand me. When I look at people doing great things, it's good. But many times, as the prophet said, we've seen people that start like that, and there is somewhere they stop. The first problem they see, they stop, they go back. Don't stop it. Keep praying. Keep reading your word. Keep studying. It's not a palatable thing, but you are building up your inner man. Because as the prophet said, this soul, it doesn't eat rice and beans. What it eats is this word of God. Including myself. Every time I sit down far away from God, permit me to use that word. Far away from God, I mean, I'm not constantly studying the word. My spirit will be checking me. You have not prayed today. You have not prayed enough today. You have not studied the Bible enough today. And that's why I try to garrison myself with that word of God. If it is Him, I play spiritual hymns. If it is Bible, I make sure I read the Bible. Every day, don't go a day without reading the word of God. Go back and build your family altar. Strengthen it. That is your power. Don't allow the devil to take it away from you. As the prophet and the angel of the Lord told Gideon, go in this strength. And I tell you, there will be a testimony. Let's bow our head this night. Talk to God in your whole way. Thou mighty man of valor. But the Bible said, that is what we are. If God be for us, God bless you, sir. Why is all this befalling us? If God be for us, poverty is not our portion. Sickness, diseases, affliction is not our portion. Lack is not our portion. We've cried to you, Lord. We believe you have heard us. I will not keep crying for the devil. I will exercise my faith on your promised word. If what I get is a no, I believe that You don't want it for me now. Don't argue with God, brother, sister. Believe God. All things are possible to them that believe. Brother, I say, look at Mary. When that angel of the Lord met her, Mary never had any example to look at. Brother, I say, and there was, you know, the priest there. They had so many people to look. He can look at them. Serving in the temple. But Mary didn't have any. She had never been with an husband. He said, how shall this thing be? He said, the Holy Spirit will overshadow you. And she said, be it unto me according to thy word. All that you have promised me, Lord, I believe it. I receive it. Be it unto me according to thy word. He said that I wish that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospereth. That is the desire of God for you, brother. That's the desire of God for you, sister. Sickness shall not have dominion over you. Disease shall not have dominion over you. It is not our portion. Yes, though we might live amongst the Amorites, we might live among the Canaanites, just as God was telling Gideon. He said, have not I sent you? Only be strong. Be courageous. We have testimony, clouds of witness that we can look at. Remember, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. What he did for them yesterday, he is still doing it today. And he will continue to do until it comes. Then is it your own that will be an exception? Only believe God. All things are possible. Why you talk to God in your own way? What is your need tonight? Commit it to him. Go in the strength of what you have had. Keep meditating on his word and be in constant prayer. I tell you, there will be a performance.
In the midst of nothing, you promise me that you will make a way, oh Father. Lord, where there seems to be no way, Father, that is what you promise. You'll never forsake, oh God, that you will make me, oh Father. That's why, oh God, even for my job, I believe you, oh God, that you have already done it, oh God. That's why, Lord Jesus, I will not dwell and not sit in seat of comfort. I will not, oh God, sit, oh God, and pity myself, oh God. But that's what Satan does. My heart, I believe, Father, that your thought concerning me are thought of good, thought of peace. Lord, give me a good expectation. That's why I come tonight again, Father. Lord, the word that I have, Lord, that's encouraged me, oh Father. Lord, I have already encouraged somebody here, Lord. Father, for the most that we have received, that's because, Lord, that is what is best for us at that time. Lord Jesus, we just want your power to prevail, oh God. I've done, oh God, a lot of injustice, oh Father. And I'm trusting you, Lord Jesus, for miracle, oh God. That's how I've always done in my life, Lord Jesus. Now watch the pattern, oh God. I know, Lord Jesus, I will not be happy with joy. I know before this one comes to an end, you make provision for another one, oh God. Because I will not beg for bread. I will not, oh Father, go, Lord Jesus, ask. I know you will do it for me. Because, Lord, you have taken care of my everything. My life here is not my home. It is your home. I surrender to you, Lord, the more. All I just pray is for more grace to serve you. Pray for more grace to love you, O God. More grace to dwell, O God, in the commonwealth, O God, of your Lord, O Father. Help my brother, help my sister, O God. Whatever be the need of your children tonight, Lord, that has brought them to this prayer meeting, Father. I pray, Lord Jesus, that you give unto each and every one the desires of their heart, O God. Father, Satan, the devil, who is our enemy, and your own enemy, Lord, is the one that keeps the people from praying, is the one that keeps the people from studying the word, because they know that is where our strength lies, O God. I pray, Father, that you will help your people, Lord. May they go back to their altar, O God. Renew their prayers, Lord, renew their struggle in the name of Jesus Christ. Especially those that trust me, O God, you for the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Lord, your prophet says not something that we take by faith. He said it's an experience, O God. I pray, Father, that you help them, O God. Give them this genuine, because that's the way they can know when difficulty, trouble face them. They can't be talked out of it, Lord. May you help them in the name of Jesus Christ. No matter what the next fellow is saying, Lord, that they are confident, they know where they're standing. They know, Father, what you promised them, O God. They know that they are a true son. They know they are a true daughter of God. Help us, eternal Father. Lord, that we can stand in the face of terrible situations, O God. I will take you at your word. That if it doesn't happen today, we know it will happen tomorrow. That was the faith that our father Abraham had. Help us, eternal Father. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your Holy Spirit. We worship you, Lord Jesus. We thank you. We give you your glory. We give you your honor. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Blessed be your
in Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. The kind of faith that God is looking for is a childlike faith. That you just surrender to him. Just like our father Abraham. The scripture said, he believed God for the impossible. Whatever it is, brother, just believe God. Brother, so that's the kind of faith he's looking for. That's the kind of faith he's asking. That was why, when he met Gideon, is our point of reference tonight that we read. And Gideon replied him. He knew the kind of man Gideon was. It was a scriptural man. He said, then, if you say God is with me, if you say God is with us, why are we hiding in caves? Why are we hiding our crops? Why is all these things befalling us? We had the promise that our fathers gave us. Then he spoke to him. He said, Gideon, I am with you. Go in this strength. Because I'm sending you to deliver Israel. That is a message to you tonight, brother, sister. Know who you are. You are a son of God. Know who you are. You are a daughter of God. Then if you are a son of God, if you are a daughter of God, the devil should not mess around you. If the miracle you are trusting God for now has not happened, just remember, it will surely come to pass. Look at that message. The prophet was talking about that woman. They came to the revival of the prophet and they were prayed for. The woman that was having a stomach trouble and the other one that had a goiter on her neck. They believed God. They believed the prayer of the prophet. And that was why when they went to their house, they kept holding on to that word for a performance. But brother, something happened to the woman. The children had gone to school. Maybe this will encourage somebody. The children had gone to school and they left leftover food, toast bread. And as somebody that have ulcer, she's not supposed to eat toast bread. She ate the toast bread and she noticed she was fine. The stomach did not trouble her. She said, okay, I am going to eat more toast bread. She went and ate more. Nothing happened. She felt fine. She went ahead. She made oats. She felt fine. She said, okay, let me try again. She prepared coffee. Nothing happened. Then she knew a miracle had happened. If it happened to that woman, it can happen to you. Thank God like that. Persevere like that. That is the kind of faith that God is looking for. But Bible said, then she did like Mary. She went on to share her testimony to her neighbor. As she was going to her neighbor's house to share the testimony of what God had done to her, she was hearing noise in that neighborhood. I said, what has happened? He said, the goiter are falling down. Only believe all things are possible. Believe God for the impossible. I tell you that disease, if you can believe God, it is nothing before God. God has healed cancer. God has raised the dead. Then is it your own that God will not do? God has changed situation around. People that they are talked bad on, that was not who you are. That was not what they were. People in their office, trouble just came and met them. You didn't know. Maybe it's a trial. Maybe it's a test. Just stand there, persevere. Stand in the face of those trials. You will come out strong. Thank God like that. There will definitely be a performance. If you want to be remembered tonight, while the associate pastor will pray for us, keep believing. Don't doubt.
Our gracious Father, we thank you for your word that has gone forth this evening. Lord, your word said that faith cometh by hearing, hearing the word of God. We have heard your word. We pray that we quicken the seed in every one of us. Let our faith rise up, dear God. Every unbelief, every doubt, every fear, every negativity, may your spirit scare them far away from us. May your faith fill our heart, O Jehovah God. Lord, that our mouth be full of testimonies. O God of mercy, we just ask, O God, of the thing you have done for us, establish it, Heavenly Father. Lord, that the people, Lord, that see us, that hear us, O God, we know that we are serving a living God. Master Jesus, these things that we have had not only today, but that we have arrived from the conversion and all others, we pray, O God, that they will form our meditation, O God, that every time we think, we look back, we always see the victory of the Almighty God. Let it be, dear Father. We thank you for all things that you have done. Thank you for what you are doing. Thank you for all you have promised to do. We know, Lord, that your word is yea and amen. It will defeat the devil anytime, anywhere, under any circumstances. Help us to persevere. Help us never to take no for an answer. Help us never to listen to the whispering of the devil. Thank you, dear Father. Lord, we pray, O God, that you be with us as we go into prayers, that we pray as becoming saints, Lord. Bless your servant that you have used to bring your word unto us. Recall him for the strength that departed from him. Thank you, Master Jesus. In Jesus Christ's name we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen.
I need it, oh, I need it.
Position and adoration unto your goodness, kindness, mercies unto us. thank you for giving us the privilege to come to your house this evening for a time like this, for the midweek service, Lord, to hear your word and also to speak to you. It is a great privilege that mortals can speak to the immortal one, because you are the one that bid us to come. And you have made a promise that when we ask, we shall receive. When we seek, you say we shall find. And when we knock, you say it shall be opened unto us. Lord, tonight we have placed our burdens, our requests, our desires at your feet. And Lord, according to your word, when it is done with faith, Lord, the check cannot return uncashed. Lord, because you have enough resources in the bank of heaven, Lord, to honor every check. And your prophet have told us that when we become Christians, that we are given this open check, Lord, that we can write whatsoever we desire and we want on it, and the bank of heaven, we honor it. God, there is enough deposit to meet the needs of everyone. We thank you very much for all that have been laid at your feet tonight. Lord, you have a hearing ear, and Lord, you also have the resources to meet our needs. We are grateful and we are thankful. We appreciate the things you have done. We appreciate, O God, especially, Lord, the case of the young man, Lord, that went missing on Saturday. And Lord, by yesterday night, Lord, he was found. After every effort, Lord, by the enemy to use him for ritual as faith. We are grateful and we are thankful unto you, Lord, because your children have called upon your name and you have sent the pillar of fire, Lord, to nullify, Lord, whatsoever they desire to use him for. Therefore, he was pushed out as somebody not usable. We know we as your children here, Lord, we are walking under your promise, under your covenant, under your atoning blood. Lord, that is sufficient for each and every one of us. Lord, we thank you very much for your intervention, that you prove yourself mighty in the midst of your people, that, Lord, you don't allow your name to be evil spoken of. We are grateful and we are thankful to you. May your name be glorified. Lord, we pray, O God of heaven, that you perfect the earth of the young man and help each and every one of us to spend our life fully for your service, O God of heaven, so that we can always, O God, have something to present before you when the enemy comes like a flood. Thank you, Eternal Father. All that we have asked for tonight, we pray that you give us faith, Lord, to act according to your word, because you have told us that when we ask anything, we should believe that we have received them. You said, then shall we have them. According to your word, those that we have asked for tonight, they are now in our possession. And we possess them in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray, O living God, that your faith will anchor in our hearts to go forth testifying of the goodness of the Almighty God. Thank you, dear Father. Thank you for spiritual blessings. Thank you for physical blessings. Thank you for healings. Thank you for Holy Ghost baptism. Thank you for more of you. We thank you, O God, for every blessing we have received tonight. May your name be glorified. Dear Lord Jesus, as we go, O Father, may we go testifying. May we go, O Eternal Father, Lord, shining forth your glory into the glory and the honor of your name. Blessed be your wonderful name. Once again, bless your servant that you have used for this service. Recall him and live for the honor of his ministry. Lord, very shortly we'll be dismissing. You brought us from our different homes, O Father. Take us back home safely. Watch over us, Lord. The rest of the week is in your hand. May your grace be sufficient unto us. Protect us, O God, Lord, in the day and in the night, dear Father. Meet all of us at the point of our knees. Thank you, King of glory. Blessed be your wonderful name for hearing and granting our petition. If you are still be here by Sunday, may you gather us again, Lord, for more of your blessings. Thank you, righteous Father. Your daughter that came to the altar, Lord, that she came for one thing or the other. Thou art God that seeth the heart of all men, Lord. May you attend to our needs. Grant her desire, dear Father. Lord, may she have a testimony shortly, Lord, for the reason for her coming to the altar. Blessed be your wonderful name. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen. The Lord bless you. We thank the Lord for another privilege to be in church, for the midweek service and the blessings we have received. Listen to this, said, I see this opportunity to thank the brothers and sisters for body wishes through phone calls and messages. Indeed, you made my day great yesterday because I have never received such in my life. Thank you all and God's blessings on all. I really appreciate you all. Your brother, Evangelist Ayodele Babalola. God bless you, sir. On Sunday, we'll be singing as we normally do, and others that have their birthday will be singing together. Well, we thank the Lord for the testimony of the young man, the senior brother of Anu, that stays with Baba Lola's when we share that he's doing nursing. I think she'll be in school now. When we close on Sunday, the girl, that's Anona, came to the room. I think me have not left, and she came to meet the evangelist, and then the evangelist came back to the room, and she told us that since yesterday, that was Saturday now, that the senior brother has left school in Abeokuta and going to Sankota, that he did not arrive, and also they did not see him in Abeokuta, and the phone is not going, so they don't know where he is. So, and we just offer a little prayer there, and then encourage her to believe the Lord. So since that time, you know, the people have posted it at police and things, and definitely people that are aware have also been praying about it. It was last night they saw him in Djibouti, and when I called his uncle, Pastor Moses Adenle, he said that it was who were taking, whether it's kidnapper, or he says it's ritualists that pick him because they have scraped his head. I said they have injected him, and you know this, whatever their procedures. Because after all said and done, they will go and confirm whether it's usable. And that is the main bus stop. If it's not usable, they will release the person. And under the pillar of fire, it's not usable. Definitely. It's not usable. Yeah, so I believe that the prayers of the saints have sent the pillar of fire across there and scattered their plan. And then the boy was pushed out. So I think he was roaming about your body yesterday when somebody found him. And then from that story, I mean from the little they could get from him, I think he called the sister. He doesn't have four, maybe you only remember one number or whatever. And then from there, the rest members of the family were told. So we are grateful unto God for answers to the prayers of his people. We want to. We have with us this evening the mother of Brother Ben Love, in person of Mrs. Glory Enang. Mrs. Glory Enang, can you please rise up so that we greet you? God bless you, ma'am. God bless you, ma'am. God bless you, welcome. You can have your seat. That's the mother of Brother Ben Love. We also have with us the sister in law of Brother Jia, person of Mrs. Jia Deborah. Can you please stand up? God bless you. That's the wife of Brother Jia's senior brother. They came to Ibadan for one of the children has an exam to write, and she's still there at the school where the exam is being written. And they'll be through on Friday. The husband now has gone back to Lagos with the rest of the children. She will be going when the child doing exam is through. We're happy to have you with us. God bless you richly. God bless you God willing, the next time we are to meet physically will be on Sunday. We trust the Lord to be with us and keep us on today. God bless you richly. Shall we rise? All right.
We are able to go up and take the boat to possess a land from Jordan to the sea. Although the giants may be on our way to Eden, yes, God will surely give us victory. Let us move on to the righteous side. Oh, move on to the righteous side. Move on to the righteous side. Hallelujah. Move on to the righteous side. Oh, move on to the righteous side. Move on to the righteous side. Oh, God. We are able. We are able to go up and take the moon. Oh,